This is the morning news on LBC with Lisa Aziz.
And first this morning, European football's governing body UEFA is considering boycotting today's start of the FIFA Congress in Zurich, believing it could turn into a farce. Seven FIFA officials were arrested in Switzerland yesterday as part of an American-led corruption inquiry. UEFA also want tomorrow's presidential election to be postponed when Sepp Blatter will be going for a fifth term. Our US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The stage is now set for a possibly lengthy extradition process, with at least six FIFA executives saying they will fight America's attempt to put them on trial in New York. Dragged from their hotel rooms on Wednesday, US officials say the arrests made in Zurich are just a start, with more expected soon. US Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
The 47-count indictment against these individuals includes charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies spanning two decades.
But it's not just FIFA executives who have been snared in the Americans' net. In South Africa, there's been consternation over allegations that the government was willing to pay FIFA's former vice president Jack Warner an alleged $10 million in exchange for his vote when the country successfully sought the 2010 World Cup. The indictment claims stacks of American currency were handed over in a Paris hotel room. And the Americans also say sports marketing companies are in their crosshairs for corruption in the sponsorship process. The Wall Street Journal reports that a successful bid by Nike to back the Brazilian national team is now in the investigative spotlight.
More charges could come because the investigation's ongoing.
Matt Apuzzo of the New York Times says this first round of indictments could just be the beginning.
Prosecutors sort of laid down the marker here. They said this is the beginning, not the end, and we are going to root out corruption from international soccer.
There will be those, including the indicted FIFA executives, who question why the Americans think they have the jurisdiction to press all these charges. U.S. officials say it's simple. The accused used American bank accounts to process their allegedly ill-gotten gains. And the FBI director said the indictments send a message that any criminality that touches American shores will touch off American investigations. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.